USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A high school student at the center of a controversial incident at last week's March for Life says,
"In hindsight, I wish we could have walked away and avoided the whole thing, but I can't say that I'm sorry."
An initial video goes viral showing the junior, Nicholas Sandman of Covington Catholic High School in Kentucky, appearing to, in some people's estimations, smirk in the face of Nathan Phillips, a tribal elder who was drumming outside the Lincoln Memorial. The teenager denies he was smirking.
"I have the utmost respect for Mr. Phillips. It's another person that freely uses First Amendment right."
He spoke on NBC's Today Show. The mayor of South Bend, Indiana, wants to run for president. Mayor Pete Buttigieg making the announcement in a video saying it's a season for boldness and a time to focus on the future. He's a 37-year-old former Navy intelligence officer. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app.
HomeAdvisor.
30,000 teachers who've been on strike for a week are returning to the classrooms in one U.S. city today, while teachers in another city are considering a strike. First, to Los Angeles.
Back to work! Back to work!
L.A. teachers have a tentative contract deal with the nation's second largest school system. The agreement includes a 6% raise for teachers, a slight reduction in some class sizes, and more support staff, including nurses and librarians.
That's correspondent Wendy King. Meanwhile, in Denver, teachers have rejected an offer that would have given them an average 10% raise and are now considering a strike as soon as Monday. Senate leaders setting up two votes on two bills aimed at ending the partial government shutdown, but neither measure is expected to advance when they're acted on tomorrow. President Trump promising to veto any bill that doesn't include funding for a border wall, and neither of these do. And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The government shutdown is reportedly taking a toll on FBI investigations. The FBI Agents Association issuing a report saying the shutdown has hobbled their operations, some agents saying they can't pay informants because of a lack of money, and it's causing them to lose some good sources. One official investigating a dangerous MS-13 gang says it's been difficult to communicate with Spanish-speaking informants, the agent saying since the shutdown he didn't have an interpreter available. There's a report the White House is canceling a trade planning meeting with China. CNBC says the administration has called off the meeting that was scheduled for this week because of continuing outstanding disagreements over enforcing intellectual property rights. Members of the U.S. Trade Representative's office were to meet with two Chinese officials to try to resolve trade differences before a March 1st deadline. And Chick-fil-A is sticking to its Christian values. On Super Bowl Sunday, the fast food chain says its restaurant inside Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium, where Super Bowl 53 will be held, will not be open for the big game on February 3rd. The food chain is closed every Sunday to give workers a day off with family and go to church. Chick-fil-A does have a history of opening on Sunday, though, in communities hit by natural disasters, and other tragedies. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.